AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning into today's radio show. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. We appreciate your listenership. We're broadcasting live from Silicon Valley Bay Area and around the world here on AM 1220 KDOW iHeartRadio and our online streaming where you can always listen. Always listen live. You can always catch us. So if you're not in your car, you got that app on your phone or on your computer, you can always listen live and go out to our website. If you want to dial into today's radio show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220 and get your questions and comments on air with me today in 2024. Of course, if you want to connect with me directly, you can do that by emailing me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz, B as in boy, igloo zebra, or call 1-888-MY-SBC-30, Small Business Concierge 30, and get a hold of me that way. Can you believe it? Happy New Year. Happy New Year. I almost feel like there should be like a song there. I wish I could sing. I'd sing you something, but I would hate for you to turn off your AM dial or turn off your computer and like, Coach Margaret, yeah, stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. So I will do that. You ever hear a professional singer try to give a speech or something and it's not their thing? They communicate through song versus communicating or doing a commercial. They're like, oh my gosh, just sing your lines. Just stay in your lane. Welcome into 2024. Welcome into my show today. We have 361 days left in this year to make it remarkable. Would you like to have a remarkable year? And if you are saying yes to that, then you have some choices and decisions that will make that happen. It doesn't just happen. It has to be planned. It has to be methodical. It has to be choices and steps that you're willing to take to have a remarkable year. You know, I ended last year. Remember last year? It's been a while. Last year seems like so far away. Days away. I ended last year with, we only had like 3 days and 10 hours or something like that on my last show. But I ended last year on the topic making remarkable decisions. Remarkable meaning worthy of notice. Remarkable is worthy of notice. And that's the kind of year you want to have. And I'm wondering, did any of you guys make any remarkable decisions before we got out of 2024? Inquiring minds want to know. I made some remarkable decisions coming out of 2024. And I'm not talking about New Year's resolutions. No New Year's resolutions here. Remember, my New Year's resolution is not making a New Year's resolution, but making commitments, making and keeping commitments. Resolutions are so easily discarded after the honeymoon of coming into the new year is over. But commitments is one of those wonderful words. I love words. I love the origins of words. And I love talking about using words that require us to go a little bit deeper in our thinking and what it really means to make a commitment, to decide to stick to something. So maybe your commitment is to go back to college. I had a commitment. I was not able to finish my college. I'd graduated, got my baccalaureate degree, and was married, had my son. And so, you know, you kind of put, especially for us women, we kind of put our lives on pause. And not that it's a bad thing. We love the life of being married and raising our kids. And that's a great thing. I have a beautiful son that is just, I adore. He's now 29 years old. But I put part of my world on hold. And I always wanted to go back and get my master's degree, finish your education. I'd already finished my bachelor's. It took a lot of time. I was a mother. I was working full time. I was going to school. And so it was a lot. And I'd started a small business. So think about it. Think about everything that I was juggling just to get the baccalaureate degree, right? And so I finished my master's in March of 2022, walked through graduation of tail end of last year. I believe it was October. I want to say it was October 2023, COVID. So it changed how you could go through your graduation ceremonies and stuff. And so it was a commitment. It was a commitment. I remember when I made that commitment. I remember, and it was always in my heart to do, but I knew, and I defined the program, and I was searching and looking, and I looked at different college programs. And now as a mother and as a wife and as a business owner and doing all these different things, going to sit down in a classroom and driving and having to do all of this stuff is cumbersome. And it's unrealistic for the person that has that type of lifestyle. And so I had to find an online program. I had to find something that was more conducive to my situation so I could go after AIM. I'm taking AIM at what I want to achieve. And it was so important for me to achieve it, not for anyone else, but for myself, to add value to myself, to my world, to my disciplines, commitment. And so I committed and I achieved that goal. So what are you committing to for 2024? What are you committing to? What are you committing to in your business, you small business owners out there that I just adore, you guys, such hard workers? Are you the aspiring entrepreneur and you're still working for the boss that you can't stand, thinking about, I need to start that business because they are driving me nuts? Or maybe you have a great boss. Maybe it's not ugly in the office. But you know that there's something bigger deep inside of you that is begging to get out, is begging to get out. And you know, taking that first step, making a commitment. Could you do something out of the norm? I want to help you jumpstart your new year. Jumpstart your new year. Last year was certainly a tough year, globally, crazy, crazy, crazy. Locally, globally, everywhere. It's like someone struck a match and just set the world on fire. It's like you can't, and maybe it's because the internet, we have so much information. We have so much information. And then we have these crazy websites that are not real news sites, publications, making up stories. Did you guys hear the story about Starbucks logo being like some sort of demonic or satanic symbol and, you know, crazy. So by the way, when you're passing those stories around and stuff like that, don't pass them around until you really do your due diligence on them. I always go and do my due diligence and not get my feathers in a ruffle because ruffled up because someone has said something about whatever. Do your homework. There is so much misinformation out there from people who are just doing it on purpose. That's their job. Let's see what story we can make up today that just totally confuses everyone and disrupts someone's day about Starbucks. What? I had a Starbucks coffee yesterday. It was very good, by the way. So it was a tough year. Tough year. Globally. Packed with bad world-shaking news. Incredible losses of life and people, conflicts, wars, differences. It's like the world that's filled with people. We're people filled with people. The world is filled with people. Different backgrounds, ethnicities, cultures, beliefs. People are struggling with finding solutions. And you know what solutions does? It opens doors. How do you get to a solution? I always believe, and I think, okay, maybe I'm naive, but I always believe that there's middle ground. If all parties are willing, this key word there, willing to listen. We can hear things without the intent of listening. But hearing with the intent of listening, even when you're hurting and you're frustrated and you're angry and you feel like there's this injustice and we need to fix it because this has been so bad, it's injustice. Can we find some middle ground? And I have my own beliefs and political thoughts and all of these different things that don't agree with everything that's out there and agree with some, disagree with some, but solutions, the willingness to bring solutions and agreement opens the doors to peace and agreement and resolving problems, resolving the challenges that are out there. Is it easy? No. We got to be willing, people. So at the end of the day, people are people. What role, I'm challenging you here, what role are you going to play in 2024 to making your impact in the world, starting with yourself, your home, your community, your region, your state, your nation, your business, your professional career, your finances, your professional world? And what does that look like? It takes courage to live and fight for solutions that creates change. I've got to go to a commercial break. When I come back, more on jumpstarting 2024. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Call Margaret Jackson now at 800-516-1220. This is Business on the Edge. Business on the Edge on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. I love that. Reminds me of Guardians of the Galaxy, right? Welcome back into 2024. Welcome back. Welcome in. Happy New Year. If you're just tuning in, I'm challenging your thinking, your New Year's commitment, not resolution, New Year's resolution, your commitment, jumpstarting 2024. I like Maya Angelou. So profound thinker she was. She said, all great achievements require time. We live in a society that we want these microwave results. I was working with a client today, and we're getting to the close of her program with me. And I'm encouraging her, deeply encouraging her to use the tools that we've created, the infrastructure for her business, to not fall by the wayside. Don't take the time to invest in what you say you want to really do. And when you, for example, you write a business plan and you never look at it again. You write a business plan, you get a loan, and you never look at it again. No, these are the tools that pushes you, your business, to that long term, that sustainability, that next level. If you want to be a big business and you're a small business, you've got to think like a big business thinker. Be committed to what they're committed to doing that maybe a small business thinker for sure is not going to do. If you're a small business thinker, you will never be a big business. You're like, oh, coach, that's not very encouraging. You know, coaches agitate. They're not just your coach to inspire you and you can get into the end zone. Come on, run with the ball. Pass the ball. They're the ones that says, get into the gym. Get in shape. Make sure that you are showing up for practice. So when you're in the game, you have the endurance to run the race. Small business thinking does not equal big business results. It just doesn't work that way. If you want big business results, you have to be a big business thinker while you're a small business owner. Challenging your 2024 commitments. All great achievements require time. Take the time. Sometimes I will shut my business day down to focus on and using my time, that required time, because I am endeavoring to have great achievements and I can't do it if I don't invest the time. So I'm going to give you 5 keys to jumpstart 2024, guys, audience, guys and gals, and however you identify yourself. It's so politically, like, should I say this or shouldn't I say this? And when you're live on air, it's like, you know, I would not want to be the president of the United States, president of any country for that matter, because you're live. You see presidents getting caught live with their mics open and saying crazy live. Be politically correct in everything that you're saying. Don't hurt anyone's feelings. Well, we're not going to hurt anyone's feelings today other than encouraging you to kick 2024 off with some serious commitment. And maybe commitment that you haven't had in the past and they were resolutions. I'm going to do my New Year's resolution. I'm going to lose 200 pounds. And then you fall off and you gain 20 pounds. Discouraging, right? So number one, 5 keys to jumpstart 2024. Assess your dreams. Do you remember your childhood dreams? You remember growing up and you're like, I want to be in a rock band. I want to be a drummer. I want to be a dancer. I really wanted to be a dancer. I love dancing. I wanted to be a dancer. I had to learn how to dance first. I was not a great dancer. But I got determined and committed. And I got really good. Childhood dreams, passions. Passions. What is passion? Remember I told you, passion is relentless. Passion means relentless endurance. Not passion, I love you so much, Hallmark. No, passion is Steve Jobs, relentless endurance, and you keep going regardless of how painful it can get. Pain has purpose. Don't fight the pain in your purpose. Enlist it. Use it to to get to your end goal, your aim in life. You were born with purpose. You were born to achieve something. And it's always bigger than us. And it's always going to be scary. If your purpose is not kind of freaking you out a little bit, you're not dreaming big enough. Dreaming. So I want you to desires, right? Evaluate over the next couple of days. This is an assignment for you. Over the next couple of days, I want you to dream. Dream. Don't dream on the clock at your, if you're in the office, dream on lunchtime. It says, I don't want to dream on lunchtime. Dream at an appropriate time. Over the next couple of days, dream. Just have fun. Just think about, wow. Dream. I got to go to a commercial break. We're going to talk a little bit about misnomers about dreaming and it being a waste of time when we come back. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Now back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome into 2024. An opportunity to be remarkable this year. You have 361 days left to be remarkable. Five keys to jumpstarting 2024. Number one, assess your dreams. You know what's interesting about dreams is when I say assess your dreams, let me just put this in a little bit more context for you. It's not just daydreaming at your desk or, you know, kids' daydreams. Just quit daydreaming. These misnomers, right? That dreaming is a waste of time. I would argue that. You ever hear, quit dreaming. Get your head out of the clouds. Get a real job. You're such a dreamer. And so we have daydreams, we call them daydreams, right? But what about at night when we sleep? We dream. I have dreamt about things that I could not have known about. I remember dreaming about a city in California I've never been to. As a film student, and my background is I've got a couple of degrees in film and television, TV. And I dreamt about going to this town. Now, what's interesting is you would think with my college degrees, I would have known this, but I dreamt about Culver City, the origins of filmmaking. And I remember getting up and saying to my husband, I said, is there Culver City in California? And so I looked it up, and lo and behold, there it is, dreams. Dreamers, some of our biggest, most wonderful minds were inspired by something that they dreamt in the middle of the night. So when you're assessing, think about, and when I dream, I like to write my dreams down, especially if they're very vivid. I dream like in full motion picture, 3D, everything. And so they I can wake up and be in the dream, and it's like, oh my gosh. And now I'm to the, it's so crazy. I'm as I've gotten older, I can get up in the middle of the night. You know how you do, you get up in the middle of the night, take your bathroom break and go back to sleep. And I go back into the same dream and pick up where I left off. That is so weird. And it sucks when it is, did I say that on air? It's bad. When it is not a great dream. And you're like, yeah, I really want to be out of this dream. Don't go back to sleep. Albert Einstein was a dreamer. Albert Einstein, his theory of relativity, he gives that, ascribes that to dreaming as a young boy. Thomas Edison dreaming about electricity. So this is not some spooky whatever. I'm saying take time to assess where you're at right now, soon as possible. Just even in this moment, take a moment. I'm going to give you a moment to just dream about something that's been in you. You know what's there. You know what's there. I know it's there. You know what's there. It's okay to dream. What is that one dream? What comes to mind? It just automatically comes to mind. Give you a second to think about that. Steve Jobs was a big dreamer. He wanted to make a ding on the universe, and he made a ding on the universe, without a doubt. If he just dreamt bigger, if he dreamed bigger than just that ding, could you accomplish? What do you imagine you could accomplish if you dreamed about making a full-on symphony on the universe? I'm just telling you, dream, assess it. Got to go to a commercial break. AM 1220 KDOW Business and the Edge with Margaret Jackson. You're listening to Bay Area's Business and Finance Leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, Small Business Concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, Women in Business Centerfold, Small Business Science Lab, Bridging the Gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome into the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. Into 2024. Happy New Year, you small business owners out there. You geniuses taking steps to make your ding and symphony on the universe. I love it. I love it. Those that are in their day-to-day grind, professionals working their day-to-day, you have purpose. You have purpose in your career. Number two on jumpstarting your 2024 here in the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. I want to keep moving to make sure I get all 5 points to you. And I'll give you a little bit of information on what's going on with the Small Business Concierge magazine that'll publish here in the next few weeks. Kick off our year with our first digital magazine for 2024. And the theme is Small Business Fitness. That cover is going to be all about small business fitness. And so we want you to be fit in your business. Number two, jumpstarting 2024 by dreaming with purpose. Number one, and if you're just tuning in, I'll give you that number one point here, is assessing your dreams. Number two is dreaming with purpose and action. Purpose and action. What does that mean, Coach? When you're dreaming with purpose, purpose really means to dominate. It means with determination and resolution. That's what you're focused on. You want to dream with purpose. You want to dominate. You want to have the determination and resolution to accomplish what you're on the planet to accomplish. And action. Action really means the process of doing something, typically to achieve your aim, to achieve your goal. So not just dreaming, and not just whether it's daydreaming or whether it's night dreaming, or if it's you sitting and just really getting back to the heart of you being on this planet, getting back to the heart of, and some of you, it might include in 2024 that you walk away from your job and you start a business, or you write a book, or whatever it may be. Whatever it's going to do, that first step is going to take courage. It's going to take courage. And it's going to take time. It's not a microwave. It's not a quick fix. It's not. It's going to take time. If you're building something great, it's going to take time. Be patient. What if I don't have the time? Keep building. Keep developing. Your purpose, when you want to live on purpose, with a purpose, you don't have time to focus on the what ifs. You're focused on achieving and conquering that goal that will support or impact the world, the universe, your space, your home, your children, your future. Number three, start with a first step. When you're dreaming and when you are looking to do something more, says, I don't think I was born with purpose. Everyone's born with purpose. It's like a treasure hunt inside you. The treasure is in you. You're going to have to dig within yourself to unearth it, right? But you want to take that first step in mind, not the finish line. See, the finish line is you can have this great, wonderful, I see this great, I want to make this great, you know, and that looks great from afar off. That looks great. I'm going to do this great thing. And the road sometimes can also look daunting. But that first step, sometimes we struggle with that first step, that having the courage to take that step. Why? Because it requires commitment. It requires determination. Being resolute. And you're battling with the what ifs. It doesn't work. What if it does? What if it propels you to the next greatest mind in the world? What if it does exactly? Which is also interesting, because sometimes people don't take the steps because what if it is successful? How am I going to ask? How am I going to act? I don't like talking in front of cameras. What if you're a change agent? This great speaker I love listening to, Miles Monroe, says the wealthiest place on earth is the cemetery. It's filled with purpose, unrealized purpose and dreams, unrealized dreams. Don't let that be you. Take the first step. And I'm gonna challenge you to take one step, just one step, over the next 24 hours to jumpstart 2024 in your dreams. That dream is it doesn't let you rest. It's yelling at you. It's begging you. Come on, come on. I want to get out. I want to come out and play. I want to come out and make a difference. I want to come out and make an impact. I want to be a change agent. And it doesn't even have to be on this global and grand scale. There's so many unsung heroes. And wherever you're at and whatever your situation is, there's value and purpose and potential on your life. You have to posture yourself to take those steps. I've got to go to a commercial break. We're going to wrap it up when we come back. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business and the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the bottom of the show. Welcome into 2024, the new year, new beginning, remarkable decisions, remarkable year is up to you. I got two more points to give you. And then we are running to be extraordinary. By your own right. By your own right. Number four in kickstarting your 2024 and your dreams and taking those next steps. I'm really giving you a short list on you thinking about you, thinking about what you're going to do, thinking about what's important and the impact that you're going to have on the world or just in your home, maybe. Like I said, it doesn't have to be on the global scale. But there's a reason. If there's breath in your body, there's purpose there. Quick story. When my mother, in 1997, my mother, on Christmas Day, went into a coma. Found her unconscious after breakfast meal, and she was in a coma, flew to where she was at. Her even being it had purpose impacted my life, changed me. Spent time with her in a state where I could only hope that she could hear me. Speaking to her. I was a college student, mother. My son was 4 years old. Grieving. She did pass away after the new year. And the change, the purpose, and going back to school and having to deal with all of this, my assignments focused on her. My film work focused on her. Purpose. Everyone has purpose. It left something in me that was deeper for me. So everyone counts. Some of it's good, bad, ugly, but everyone has purpose. There's always something in your life. And so number four, enlist support to help you. It doesn't have to be a bunch of people, but someone who is in your inner circle that believes in greatness in your life. That's gonna help remind you. If you're writing that book, did you write 15 minutes today? Did you write an hour? You know, if you write 15 minutes a day, you will find yourself writing more than that 15 minutes because you start getting going and all of a sudden you've been writing for 2 hours. I track the amount of time that I write per session. I'm writing, working on my books. Number five, be a little selfish with you coming into 2024. I know that's not a popular concept, but sometimes we focus on everyone else, getting the bills paid, making sure everything's done, that you're not investing in you. Be a little selfish and invest in you to have a remarkable life, a remarkable year. It's 2024, you have 361 days to be remarkable. Not just go to work, not just going through the motions, not just doing the day-to-day. You ever drive back into your neighborhood or where you're living or you're on your way back from work and you're like, there has to be more, there has to be something more than this. And I got news for you, there is. Or your home and you're not well and life is you've taken some hits and you got there's got to be something more than this. I got news for you. There is. Be remarkable. on purpose. Be remarkable. It's okay to dream. It's okay to get back to dreaming. It's okay to pay attention to what's happening in your night dreams, your daydreams, and putting action to them, and determination and resolution and dominating in that area and what your heart's desire. Processing, to doing something, to achieve an aim. I really wanted to kick off this year with encouraging you to be remarkable. Jumpstart 2024 with dreaming. You listen to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader. Be good to someone out there.